Good morning and thank you for joining us. My name is Beth Ann Steubing. I'm the Senior Content Manager for ILTA, and I had the distinct pleasure of speaking with Frank Raddick this morning about growing an innovative culture. Frank, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I wanted to talk a little bit about how you got started at Miller Johnson and how you're seeing innovative technology on the horizon. I know that it's been a big boost and change for companies in the last few years, but innovation really has taken off.
So when I started at Miller Johnson, you know, 4 or so years ago, I was coming from working in the financial industry. And so I had experience there. And then when I came to Miller Johnson, what I noticed immediately was that IT was viewed differently there. My experience was that IT was kind of off on an island. And, you know, if someone needed something done, they would come and see you. But otherwise, you were just kind of off doing your own thing. So you never really felt like you were fully involved in everything that was going on. They tried to change that over time, but I don't really think they ever got there. And when I started at Miller Johnson, I immediately noticed that they were already there. And so what, you know, we've been doing in my time here is, you know, not only maintaining that, but growing that and taking that further and taking the idea that IT is really an extension of the business and a driver for different aspects of the business. And then it feels very good to be in that kind of department, which is kind of why, you know, when I saw that innovation was a topic for this article, I just felt like it was important that I kind of come out from the shadows as a longtime lurker and just consumer of ILTA stuff and actually contribute for once. I'm going to talk about what Miller Johnson's doing, and hopefully other firms will be able to use that. And just specifically about innovation, the two things that, you know, I didn't really talk about in the article, but what I see on the horizon is, first of all, something that was talked about at length in the last issue of Peer-to-Peer, which was just different things as a service. I think that continues to grow and that will continue to grow, and that's something that's on the horizon. But the more specific thing that I would like to talk about would be data processing. You know, my role in Miller Johnson is on the infrastructure side. So I focus on networking, security, storage, virtualization. And I also serve on the data security committee here. And so we pay close attention to different compliance requirements that are coming up. And obviously the big one this year was the, you know, the general data protection regulation, also known as GDPR. Which I'm sure everyone's aware of. And this kind of set the stage for firms of all sizes really needing to have a better grasp of their data. So as far as innovation on the horizon, I really think there's a space that's going to be growing for companies that can provide services that will help firms get a better grasp of their data, help them process their data, and just overall enhance their compliance stance for not only things like GDPR, but things that are coming in the future. I think it's going to be important to stay ahead of that curve, not fall behind and be reactive to that, because I think that would be ultimately expensive. So those are my two things. So things as a service and data processing are kind of where I see things. Firms that are innovative are going to kind of need to focus on those two things.
I think that the challenge for security and GDPR is going to be kind of a halt almost for innovation. We're going to have to take a look at not only the company culture, but innovation as a whole and see where it can take marks and move them to the next step. But do you think that from that point, innovation will be able to change the way you're doing your role in kind of data security?
I think it will, because I think, you know, one of the most interesting things that can happen with data processing is the idea of layering like an artificial intelligence on top of it. And so that's going to change how we're interacting with data, and that's going to change how we're interacting with securing that data. I think by having that layer on top, it's going to better equip us to secure items.
It's going to be an interesting challenge, if nothing else. And speaking of challenges, disruption is a term we hear consistently in legal technology. Do you think there's a room still for quiet disruption in those services and data departments?
You know, I think there is, and I think, you know, I'm gonna just continue to harp on GDPR as, well, let's put it this way. I think that it's, in the legal industry in particular, it's very easy to just kind of toe the line from a technology perspective if you want to, unless you're absolutely forced to change. And so things like GDPR kind of imply that you're being forced to change in order to meet those requirements. You kind of have to change what you're doing. So I think there's absolutely room for that kind of quiet disruption, which can turn into a louder disruption as you're kind of forced to do things. And I think, I just kind of think about all these business associate agreements that we get at Miller Johnson as we form more relationships, and how security is just obviously such an important thing to everybody now. And they want to make sure you're ahead of the curve. And, you know, you're obviously not measured against that necessarily as much as you'd be measured against, you know, governmental regulations, but there's pressures all around to stay ahead of the curve of security. And because of that, you know, you have to disrupt what's going on in your firm, at least from a security point of view.
Your company certainly has taken a really strong stance in security and in data. And they're also taking a really strong stance to create multiple methods for you and your coworkers to form strong relationships with other users and with technologies. Can you talk about those multiple outlets that your information services department have?
Yeah, so this is what the article was about. So I'd encourage listeners to read that. Or if you're coming from having read the article, you'll know what we're talking about, which is, you know, I talked about four specific methods being training programs, user groups, town halls, and tech fairs. And you can certainly get more detail in the article, but really the overarching theme is that what we're trying to do is just engage users more. We're trying to give them a voice, give them an outlet, give them a feel of control, and just let them use their imagination. Like, a lot of times we want them to not think about the money side of things or the resource, just various resource side of things. Just think about the fact that nothing is non-negotiable, and like, what do you want to see have happen? And what we find is that by doing this for Miller Johnson, what's made us successful is that IT feels like an extension of all departments, and all departments feel like an extension of IT. We're kind of all on the same team, and there's an excitement, and we all want each other to succeed. So, I mean, it sets the stage for pretty much all forms of innovation. It's the foundation for all changes that we make being successful. No one's coming into it thinking that it's going to fail. Everyone's wanting it to work out. So that's kind of the overarching theme. And then as an extension of that, you know, one of the other things I noticed when I started at Miller Johnson is that everybody just wants to be the best. You know, one of our slogans is that we don't necessarily want to be the largest firm, but we want to be the best at what we do. And so in order to do that, we're constantly having to evolve. So everyone understands that there's changes that are always going to come in order to be better. And because of that, there's pressure from top down and from bottom up on various departments, not just IT, to push. So all those things, hopefully that makes sense, all those things kind of combined is what really sets the stage for what we do.
I think that team mentality and being, you know, all in the same boat, all in the same room, is incredibly important to not only kind of company culture, but having an innovative culture. No one's afraid to speak up, and ideas can be readily shared. If that's the, you know, that certainly seems to be the plan for your services department, what do you think you guys will do next to push the next bar? If innovation is currently on deck, especially in legal technology, what do you think is the next big thing?
So we're really putting our money where our mouth is this year, literally, because we're investing a lot of money in user experience right now. That's specifically what we're doing in the Miller Johnson IT department, is we're putting money into infrastructure and just enhancing the user experience because of the results of the feedback that we've received. So that's kind of our specific next best thing, which might not be the most exciting thing in the world, but we just really think that it's important to deliver on feedback because it creates, you know, a level of trust that then if there is any issues, our people know that we're going to solve them. So that's important to us because that also plays into making changes easier in the future. But just to extend out to the legal industry in general, what the next big thing is, this is probably where I get more like off on a tangent, I guess, but and I know I mentioned artificial intelligence briefly, but I think that's going to kind of be the next big area. We have so much data in our systems, and I'll go back again to when I worked in the financial industry. There was a lot of data there as well, but it was more dry and just, I don't want to say excited. There was data, but it was just very, it's like all the same. There's not a lot of variety to it, in my opinion, from what I saw. Whereas in the legal industry, there's just, think about what's in our document management systems. It's just, there's just so much data. As systems converge, as systems integrate, as data sets connect, it's going to be very important to layer some sort of intelligence, potentially artificial intelligence on top of that, some sort of products that will be able to make sense of all that data for us and make sense of, you know, connections between data sets, activities, pieces of infrastructure, all sorts of variables. And by having that, we'll really have unprecedented intelligence that we'll be able to use to predictively analyze things, make business decisions, and enhance our staff in general, really just using data to better equip our firm to better serve our clients. So I think that's really where we're headed.
You mentioned the user experience, and I think that the kind of the key tie-in between innovation and UX has always been the idea that it's not the way you do something, it's more what you do and how you do it to make it accessible for people. And I think that that's that tie-in with data and security. It's making sure that the products are usable and, you know, kind of readily available and understandable, because I think that there's that overlying aspect in technology that it's not accessible. And that's been something that you've talked a little bit about, but the accessibility with AI is kind of the catalyst, I think. Having AI be such a large piece in security and having it be able to do things that, you know, we can't either readily do or quickly do is going to be an innovative piece moving forward. Do you think that legal technology has room to continue to innovate, or do you want to slow down the process?
You know, I think there's going to be an ebb and flow to things just based on the success of projects. I think all firms that make a lot of changes understand that if they're having kind of a unsuccessful stretch, that things will just kind of naturally slow down for them. And I think that extends to the legal industry as a whole, is that as there's these large movements, like if various AI products turn out to be a big deal and a lot of firms are having trouble implementing it, I think the industry as a whole will, in response, slow down, having been potentially burned by that. So I guess what I'm saying is, you know, I'm not predicting that something's going to fail or succeed, but I just think that, you know, as innovation speeds up or slows down, it's really just going to be a result of everyone's experience. And there's going to be, you know, different things as years go on, different new hot things. And as their experiences go, it's going to result in, you know, how we treat it. If we're very successful, I think there's going to be a period of time where we're driving tons of change everywhere. I think that's what it comes down to.
I think those change management professionals are going to have an enjoyable time at that.
Yes. There's going to be a lot of change tickets in.
There's going to be a lot of tickets for your service department. Well, how do you interact most often with us? Frequently when I reach out to authors or contributors, they're first time attendees at an ILTACon or they're a first time writer. You mentioned earlier that you've been a part of ILTA for a while. Can you talk about ILTA in your career and, you know, what are the next steps for you with us?
So, you know, I'll go back to being that, you know, my title is senior systems engineer, and I'm focused more on the infrastructure side and dealing with just really in the weeds technology stuff. And I found that ILT has been great for that kind of thing. Different technologies that we're rolling out, all of our colleagues have some sort of similar experience with, and issues that we have, some others have had and have resolved. And that's just been so invaluable to us. And our director is a huge believer in the ILTA community. And I'm also a believer in the ILTA community, just in general, that legal IT professionals can have this community where we're all using this very similar technology. It's just been great. So I've been interacting much more passively in terms of just consuming these kinds of like fixes and reading articles and peer-to-peer as I receive them. I know my director posts frequently in the forums. And then, you know, this topic came up and the opportunity to write, I feel much more confident about contributing. So I would like to write in the future. I personally have not been to a conference, but I know all the other members of my team essentially have been up. So I'm looking forward to going in the future. But yeah, I'm just looking forward to engaging more actively in the future rather than just passively.
Well, we're excited to have you. I'm really excited for people to read Growing an Innovative Culture. And I thank you for your time. This has been fantastic.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.